Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tuesday night NBA slate. We got five games to review tonight. For those of you who are playing Daily Fantasy, make sure you go to DailyRoto.com. Davis is going to help you out throughout the NBA season, optimizing your lineups and doing it all for free in addition to this show tonight. So naturally, Davis, we got a five-game NBA slate. Boy, the Utah Jazz are off to such a good start. I'm curious to see how they do tonight against the Knicks. And obviously, we'll build a lineup tonight to help you out. How does the slate look from the 360-degree view?
Well, you know, one, the Utah Jazz, to me, just remain basically the biggest mystery in basketball. I don't really understand how they are doing what they are doing. You're just not going to see stuff like this happen in the NBA all that often, where a team trades away the two greatest players in their organization the last 20 years since Stockton and Malone moved on, and they got better. I mean, they're playing great defense without Rudy Gobert, certainly. Pretty surprising. From a really high view, there are a couple injuries that we need to monitor tonight. The first is that Zion is questionable in that, Zion versus Ja Morant matchup, Memphis and New Orleans. Kawhi Leonard may return for the Los Angeles Clippers tonight. Desmond Bain also questionable for Memphis. But if Desmond Bain does not play, there's going to be a bunch of value that opens up for the Memphis Grizzlies. They're going to have like three or four guys on the wing who are playable. So definitely need to monitor those injuries.
All right. So let's take a look at the pricing tonight over on DraftKings. For those of you playing on that site, this will help you out. Luka tonight and Dallas right now, they play the Clippers. I'm seeing 7-point favorites there. That tells me Kawhi's not playing, but you'll tell me if that changes. 12,800 tonight for Luka. Paul George, 10,400. Ja Morant is 10-1. Dame Lillard is 9,900. De'Aaron Fox of the Kings in the late night game, he is 8,800. And then Brandon Ingram tonight, 8,500.
Well, Ingram is definitely a super strong option if Zion doesn't play. But I will say this. When Luka Doncic is on a slate, I don't really care about anything else. I am just playing that guy. This level of usage, I mean, this is like Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant when they hated all their teammates. Luka is coming off an 83 fantasy point game in his most recent game against Portland. He's averaging 65 fantasy points per game. He has more games this year with 40 or more points than fewer than 30 points. He is moving heaven and earth to keep the Dallas Mavericks competitive. I do think you're right. I think that line is not only indicating that that we might not see Kawhi tonight, but I would not surprise me if we saw some other rest guys for the Clippers. Wouldn't surprise me if John Wall didn't play. And I believe this is the front end of a back-to-back, so we could also see this just kind of being a schedule loss for the Dallas Mavericks, in which Paul George would perhaps not play. We have a couple value options at the guard spots as well. Joe Harris getting a ton of minutes actually on the wing for the Brooklyn Nets right now. They really need him. And, you know, Kyrie Irving still not in the rotation, still not with the team. So there are minutes there to be soaked up. Colin Sexton, one of my favorite guys to be using in NBA tournaments right now, just because, I mean, his role, you know exactly what his role is going to be. He's going to play about 22 minutes a night. He's going out there. He's gunning. The night he makes 6 3-pointers, he's going to be in a winning tournament lineup. The night he misses all those 3-pointers, he's not going to be in any winning lineups. And then Trey Jones as well. He sat out last night for the San Antonio Spurs. Unclear if it was illness or if they were just managing him a little bit since they cut Josh Primo. Trey Jones is the only point guard on the roster, really. But he looks like a pretty strong option at 5,700.
All right, now let's dive into some of the other pricing tonight. As Davis mentioned, Brooklyn tonight is on the road at Sacramento out on the West Coast, and Kevin Durant is priced at 11,200. Obviously, no Kyrie Irving in that game. If Paul George does play, we're back here at 10,400. Also keeping an eye on Zion Williamson at 8,700, Julius Randle at 8,100, Keldon Johnson at 7,600, and Lauri Markkanen has done such a nice job for Utah, rounds out our look at these players. So obviously it's like when you look at Utah, some of their players, David, not a ton show up on the high price list. And I guess that tells more of the story. They've been such a big surprise.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're definitely right. I don't think they have anyone on their team priced over 7,500, which is like what Markkanen's price has been all year. And I mean, Lauri Markkanen can't really say enough about how phenomenal he has been for the Utah Jazz. He is just drilling 3-pointers. He is playing strong defense. He's tailed off a little bit in their most recent two games. They lost 2 games in a row on their East Coast road trip, but they also have not played in 3 days. They get to come back to Utah, so that should be pretty solid for them. One thing I would say in terms of tournament strategy is that because everyone knows how incredible Luka Doncic has been, and because we do have some pretty solid value options, you know, guys below 4K who are playable, Luka Doncic is going to be far and away the most popular spend-up option tonight in NBA DFS. And of course, you know, it's not out of the realm of possibility that Kevin Durant would outscore him. So you have to think that he is fairly solid. A lot of stuff is also going to hinge on, does Zion Williamson play? Because if Zion doesn't play, Brandon Ingram will be really strong. There will just be a lot of value options as well. A couple of the value guys who look playable right now, Jared Vanderbilt for the Utah Jazz, Royce O'Neal for Brooklyn, and Tim Hardaway Jr. kind of in that same Colin Sexton role coming off the bench for the Dallas Mavericks.
All right, and now let's cap it off with the big men and see if we can find one to insert tonight. Domantas Sabonis leads the list tonight. He is priced at 9,200 over on DK. Jonas Valanciunas at 7,200. Jacob Poeltl is 7,000. Jusuf Nurkić is 6,900. Ivica Zubac, 6,600, and Christian.
How long the Christian Wood coming off the bench thing continues to last for the Dallas Mavericks. I would eventually anticipate that he is going to be the team starting center for the main reason of Luka is just going to get tired, right? I mean, we all love Luka, amazing guy. He's, you know, Serbian, he's funny, or Slovenian rather. But he, Craig, is not in the best shape in the world. And as of right now, heading into this game, Christian Wood, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Luka Doncic have shared the court for a total of 33 minutes through 14 games of this season, which means that, which, you know, you can see some coaching value for that, right? So you always are going to have one primary creator, one primary shot taker, regardless of if Luka is on the floor or not. But honestly, at the end of the day, I mean, Luka's got to get through 82 games. Then he's going to have, I mean, how much usage is this guy going to have in the playoffs? Like whenever the Mavericks make the playoffs, guy's going to be like 50% usage rate. You got to figure out a way to let him take some possessions off, at least while he's still on the court. That is a long way to say I'm eventually waiting for Christian Wood to start. And if and when that happens, I'm going to be pretty interested in him for fantasy. Domantas Sabonis, our highest projected center. Don't think he is particularly playable given how good Durant and Luka Doncic project. We have a fair few number of value options though. Obi Toppin, I mean, the only energy guy on the entire Knicks roster at this point, playing about 24 minutes a game. Kelly Olynyk, the aforementioned Utah Jazz. Like, every guy in their rotation is making a bunch of three-pointers. Isaiah Hartenstein looks pretty decent for the Knicks. And Nick Claxton, I mean, most improved player candidate. Like, he has been absolutely unbelievable for the Nets. And I don't think it's lost on anyone how much better the Nets have been on defense, how much happier they look, the team cohesion. Durant's, you know, clapping at guys and you know, giving his teammates high fives and rotating on defense, all of that happening with Kyrie Irving not in the lineup.
Yeah, for sure. All right, before we close it out, we talked a little about the Warriors yesterday. They announced James Wiseman Davis is going to the G League for an extended period of time. How surprised were you to see this?
I mean, I guess it makes a lot of sense for them at this point because there's not a spot for him in the rotation. I mean, they've been playing Jamichael Green ahead of him, and sometimes Jamichael Green is not even playing. But of their three young guys, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, James Wiseman, Wiseman has done the least to force his way onto the court. And at this point, the Warriors are probably hoping for a Chris Boucher-type outcome for James Wiseman, where when Boucher came to the league, basically couldn't play, was fouling everyone, couldn't shoot, you know, was too skinny, was getting boxed out. Boucher goes and spends a year in the G League, comes up. He's like, I don't know, one of the most impactful centers coming off the bench in the entire league. And they even start Boucher. They've been starting him with Pascal Siakam and Gary Trent Jr. out. So if that can happen for the Warriors, I mean, that's really the only way he can rehab his value. Because I would guess they are just saying he's not going to get any better. We're not going to see any skill improvement from him unless he's playing in live games. And I mean, took this guy, what, third overall, fourth overall in the NBA draft? Like, you can't, from an organization, you can't take a zero on that, right? I mean, that taking a zero on the second overall pick in the NBA draft, that sets you back 5 years in terms of where you could be as a franchise. So they got to do something with him.
Well, it looks like that's the decision coming down for the Golden State Warriors. Coming up next, our decision on fantasy or reality is on deck, so stay on the grid for that. Of course, we have the Sports Grid 60 as well. And as a reminder, I'm back with you at 2 o'clock Eastern for another edition of Newswire. If you've never watched the show, check it out. Lots of sports wagering talk and also legalized sports betting. Matthew Waters from Legal Sports Report will be with us on the show. We'll talk about this Yasiel Puig story that broke late yesterday. But coming up next, it's time for us to dive in to some questions here.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
For some fantasy or reality and the Sports Grid 60. In addition, you can also follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. I'll tell you more about that coming up as well. Also, Manager of the Year awards given out tonight. Scotty Farrell will have that covered coming up at 3 o'clock Eastern on Coast to Coast. So stay on the grid. We'll be back with more FST right after this quick timeout. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Follow us on social media on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread from a lot of our hosts. Of course, Davis and I break down one game each Friday here on the show. We'll do it for you coming up later this week. Again, at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. Now, Davis, the hot thing next spring in your neck of the woods and mine is going to be this Taylor Swift World Tour playing these stadiums. Now, Taylor Swift is not coming to South Florida. She's playing in Tampa. And Davis, because of the popularity of this, they are doing, I can't believe that this is accurate here, but apparently it is, 3 different stadium shows in Tampa, which means they have to sell 180,000 tickets of 3 shows, and literally it's still almost impossible to even buy any of the tickets in any of these shows. It blows my mind here. I mean, this is like Michael Jackson. This is like Beatles. There'd be 3 stadium shows in 3 consecutive days. I guess I just didn't realize how popular this is.
Yeah, I'm currently in line for the Taylor Swift tickets right now. I registered for a couple different dates. She's coming to a couple cities around me. She's going to Kansas City. She's going to Chicago. Not coming to St. Louis, which, I mean, would have made it a little bit easier if she was. As of right now, I assume that a lot of people around, I mean, probably not that many people who are watching this show. I kind of had a feeling this was going to happen, you know, when I saw it was like, oh, 10 a.m. Central Time. I'm like, oh, I'm going to be on TV. Am I going to be having to click around during the breaks or whatever? But then, like, as soon as I got in the line, I was like, oh, this is going to be like an all-day experience. Like, I am not going to have to worry about, being in the middle of breaking down Luka Doncic's pick-and-roll skills while trying to fill out my credit card information. So I think that's pretty strong.
Yeah, definitely. So seems like a very popular concert, no doubt. All right, those of you who know what I'm talking about, you're there. If you're not, you're probably interested in some fantasy or reality. And here we go. All right, we're going to debate 2 quarterbacks here. Davis, naturally, when Trevor Lawrence played at Clemson, he was by far the best quarterback in all of college football. It's taken him some time to sort of come around to being a great quarterback like he was at Clemson. We've seen signs of this. There's some advanced metrics that also point to Lawrence probably having a better season than what it actually says. Justin Fields, for about a year, looked like he couldn't play at all in the NFL, but obviously the coaching staff has figured it out in terms of fantasy. He's been fantastic. Let's also call it how it is. I mean, Justin Fields probably could have won the game single-handedly against Detroit. He single-handedly lost the game against Detroit last week. Threw an interception for a touchdown running backwards. Made no sense whatsoever. Lions end up winning. So let's talk about these two, because it seems like they are the class at the moment for best quarterback. Fantasy reality, Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence.
No, I got fantasy. I got fantasy on this one. I mean, I do think that Fields has done a lot to close this gap, and to be honest, Lawrence has also done quite a bit to close this gap, because despite his team spending quite a bit of resources, Evan Engram, Christian Kirk, Zay Jones, Travis Etienne. Like, they, you know, they spent resources on the offensive line. Trevor Lawrence has not taken that second year step that Joe Burrow took, that, you know, a lot of these other really, really good. Like, I don't think anyone is arguing that either of these guys is in the top 10 of NFL quarterbacks, whereas Justin Herbert, for sure, people are making that argument. The guy, and we're going to talk more about that in a second. Mm-hmm. Now, if me, the GM, Davis Maddock, the general manager, gets to go into like a Madden draft or a fantasy draft of all NFL players, and I get to pick my offensive coordinator and I get to pick my coach, I might take Justin Fields because I like what having a quarterback that can move that much can do. But in terms of like, if I just stuck both of these guys situation neutral, same offense, same play caller, I would expect the results to be slightly better with Lawrence. So I got small fantasy.
Yeah, I have fantasy too. In fantasy football, I'd rather have Fields. It's not particularly close. But in reality, the other part of this too, and it's not to say that Lawrence has had a difficult schedule, but look at the games that Fields has played against defenses. Miami's defense has struggled, as we've seen. The Lions' defense has struggled, as we've seen. It's going to get tougher now for Fields, so we'll see. Maybe our opinion will change at the end of the season, but I'm with you here. I still would rather have Lawrence. I've been a big Lawrence apologist, and I'll still continue to be. I don't know why it hasn't just completely clicked for him. Maybe it's just Jacksonville. I mean, look, I mean, you got to just be honest at this point. Jaguars have just been an abyss for the last 10 years of nothing, and maybe he's just stuck in that abyss. I don't know, but I'll say fantasy at least for the time being. All right, on to the next quarterback class, which is a very talented quarterback class. In fact, if you would have asked this question a year ago, I don't know where we would have put Tua in terms of the ranking, because Justin Herbert looked so great and Joe Burrow's going to the Super Bowl. But Tua right now has, you know, certainly a shot, Davis, to win the league MVP at this point. I think he's got to be in that conversation. How about best overall, fantasy or reality? Tua Tagovailoa is the best quarterback in his draft class.
Well, he's certainly getting the best results of any of the 2020 quarterbacks, but no chance is he the best quarterback in the class. I would rank them Justin Herbert first, Joe Burrow second, and Tua third. But also, you know, I am not – well, actually, no, I take that back. I would rank them – I forgot Jalen Hurts was in that class. I would rank them Justin Herbert, Jalen Hurts, Joe Burrow, Tua. Now, depending on the day – you could convince me between Tua and Burrow. I have been pretty consistently lower than the market on Joe Burrow, pretty consistently higher than the market on Tua. And I mean, I think probably the best thing you can say about Tua is how many guys would be in this situation where Tua is the conductor. The offense is not about him. It's not about making sure he gets the MVP or making sure that he gets all the numbers, right? It's about getting the best playmakers on the team in space. Some guys would bristle at that. Pretty clearly, I think probably the best thing you could say about Tua is he seems like the most coachable of these young quarterbacks. If Joe Burrow was more coachable, he'd stop eating these horrible sacks, but it appears that that is just what he is going to do. And Herbert's been getting horrible results this year, but he has the most talent of any of them, for me, no question. And Jalen Hurts, I mean, Jalen Hurts was the 56th overall pick and looking like the steal of that group. So I got fantasy here.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts has some talent around him, but it's not like any of them are at the top in their category of anyone, maybe outside of A.J. Brown. By the way, Jalen Hurts played without A.J. Brown last year, looked pretty good too. So I got to put Jalen Hurts at the top. I know it's crazy, but I got to put him number one on Philadelphia. Beyond that, I got probably Burrow second, but I don't know. I think the game has changed with Tua versus Herbert. And I got Tua ahead of Herbert. I do, Davis. I'm sorry. I mean, the numbers indicate that he's a better quarterback. I understand getting Tyreek Hill there. You know, Herbert doesn't have those receivers anymore. I mean, Keenan Allen's going to get cut, I would guess, in the offseason. And Mike Williams hurt again. So I understand there's a dynamic that's involved there. And the Chargers just are playing undermanned. But have the Chargers played undermanned this year, last year, year before that? I mean, it's every year with the Chargers playing undermanned. On top of it, I think that Mike McDaniel is the best coach of any of the guys that we have here. I think that that appears to be the case too. So who knows if McDaniel was Burrow's coach, or who knows if McDaniel was Herbert's coach. I think Sirianni's pretty good, actually. It looks pretty good. He's just kind of let Jalen Hurts do what he does. But I got fantasy. I don't think he's the best, But I think there's a chance at the end of the year he could be. I think that there's that possibility exists. But for me, Jalen Hurts is the guy right now. He's out of this world and maybe should be the MVP of the league. All right, finally, Christmas movie time. As you know, probably, Davis, that they're doing a new, the movie A Christmas Story, they're doing a new one with the original actor. And he's back, and this is going to be streaming pretty soon here, if I'm not mistaken, I think this week or next week. And there's a long list of Christmas movies, which we could dive into here. To say that I haven't watched these would be silly. Regardless, of course, I've seen them all. But how about A Christmas Story, specifically, the original one? Fantasy or reality, A Christmas Story is your favorite Christmas movie of all time. I'm going to guess, Davis, even though that this is way before your time, that you've seen this one.
Yes, I've seen this movie a bunch of times. I would say, I don't know, 30 plus times in my life. And yeah, I have reality. This is definitely my favorite Christmas movie. I think Elf is pretty close. You know, the Will Ferrell. Mm. I mean, it's like every time that Christmas Story and Elf are the two, you know, back in a world where I had cable television and it's, you know, that's, you know, you're on winter break from high school or from college or whatever. And you're just sitting on the couch, flipping through the channels. You're stopping on Elf 10 times out of 10. You're stopping on Christmas Story 10 times out of 10. Of course, everyone knows, you know, you'll shoot your eye out, all that stuff. I mean, the Christmas Story is great. I got reality. This is definitely my favorite Christmas movie ever.
Yeah, and the house is up for sale in Cleveland, which is really interesting, too. I'm going to say fantasy here. I'm going to say fantasy. I'm not going to go really old head with A Wonderful Life because that was before my time, too. But I do know that this movie is airing all the time. I'm also partial to Frosty the Snowman shows. Like when those come on, Davis, I usually pause those really old school Frosty the Snowman ones.
Those are great. Those are great too.
Yeah, I mean, and I have kids too. But you mentioned Elf, and that was the one that was going to be my go-to. I thought Elf was really good, man. I remember seeing that in the theaters too. Now, naturally, we can't do this discussion without bringing up the age-old debate that's going to come up. You know it's got to happen about Die Hard, right? Like, that's the one that this time of year, Davis, everyone brings up. We debate it online, on social media, whether it's a Christmas movie or not. Did we do this debate last year? I don't even remember.
No, I don't. I mean, maybe we did. I can't remember. I can't recall.
Rex says we did. He's the producer.
Christmas in a frickin' department store Christmas movie. It, like, for me, the department store is what really sends it there, right? Because that is, what do you think of when you think of Christmas? You know, you like, that's what everyone thinks of.
Yeah, I don't think of this as a Christmas movie, but the more discussion there's been over the last 10 years, the more it does feel like it ended up being a Christmas movie. Another movie, by the way, that I saw in the movies, Die Hard. I can remember like a few of these definitely seeing 100%. I don't think I saw it twice in the movies, but I definitely went to the theater to see the first Die Hard. Absolutely remember which theater it was, when I saw it, the whole thing. I believe I saw it during the day, if I'm not mistaken, too, which that entire movie takes place at night, because I remember coming out of the theater going, ah, I can't see. Like, it was so dark in that whole movie. One of the great movies of all time, by the way. All right, we got to take a break here on the show. Coming up next, it is time for the Sports Grid 60. And then once again, I'll be right back with you here at 2 o'clock Eastern for Newswire. So stay on the grid for that. Following a lot of different stories here on the show today. As a reminder, next week is the Thanksgiving Day holiday. So our shows will be preempted next Thursday. In addition to that, we have special coverage of the first day of the World Cup next Monday here on Sports Grid. So we will not have a show on Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. Davis would not be here to get you ready for Thursday's fantasy. Okay, be right back.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, And maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up our show here for this Tuesday, let's turn it over to Davis as we end the show with his Sports Grid 60.
So I'm seeing a lot of this conversation this morning, both from Dolphins fans and Vikings fans, some Giants fans getting in there as well. A lot of people who are, you know, upset Tua's not favored for MVP, upset their team isn't favored to win the Super Bowl, to win the division. And, you know, I would say there is one pretty great thing about legalized sports betting in the United States. If you think that the Kansas City Chiefs are overrated, that your guy, that Tua is the best, that Daniel Jones is the best, that Kirk Cousins is the best, you can test those opinions because the market disagrees with you, which would mean that the market is setting an inappropriate price. And that's kind of my new response to these, you know, to the Tuanon people, to the Giants people. I say, hey, there's a wide market out there. You could get very rich if your opinion is correct. And I would urge you to explore those options.
I've never seen more people in South Florida as concerned with how people talk about Tua than any player I've ever seen in the history of sports. I just don't understand it, and I don't get it, but that's beside the point. Major League Baseball announced yesterday that two games will be played, Davis, in spring training. Guess where? In Las Vegas in March of next year. It will be Oakland, shocking, taking on the Cincinnati Reds. Those two teams play in Arizona. They'll move over and play a couple of spring games in Vegas, which tells you pretty obviously that either the Oakland A's are going to be playing in Vegas soon, or there will be an expansion franchise playing in Las Vegas pretty soon. There's going to be a Major League Baseball team out there. It's just a matter of when. Maybe this is the first step starting 2023. That'll do it for our show today. Thanks again to our friends over at LTN, our great graphics department. And of course, our producer, Brett Levy, for my co-host, Davis Maddock. I'm Craig Mish. The Early Line is coming up next, followed by Newswire at 2 o'clock Eastern. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your Tuesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Great.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.